every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing
strategy.
Oh, the business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to 7 days, brought to you in association with Cornwall Business Week, bringing Cornwall's businesses together. In a few moments, we'll be hearing how the early tourism season's been going on in Cornwall. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Cornwall Council's Strategic Planning Committee has approved planning permission for the proposed stadium for Cornwall at Three Milestone. The plans for a 10,000-person stadium were put forward by a consortium made up from the Cornish Pirates Rugby Club, Truro and Penwith College and property developer Inox. The vote was almost unanimous, 18 for, none against and just one abstention. Oxford Innovation is extending its Coaching for High Growth programme in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly thanks to £700,000 worth of Convergence investment. The funding will support two additional areas of activity aimed at high growth businesses and is expected to create almost 100 jobs and boost the economy by £1.9 million a year. Two Cornish businesses have just returned from a week-long trade mission to New York, researching ways to expand into the US market. Warren's Bakery and Cornish Sea Salt were among 9 UK companies that flew out as part of Santander's SME support programme Breakthrough.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So the tourist season has officially started with the Easter holidays and we've had a fairly dry, bright spell of weather to welcome holidaymakers. However, it has, as I'm sure you don't need me to tell you, been exceedingly cold, with temperatures sometimes barely above freezing and a good 10 Celsius below what we'd expect for spring. Now, we've been out in Truro asking visitors what brought them here rather than any other destination.
Yeah, the scenery, beaches, that's all good fun.
Because we bring the dog with us, so we have lots of fun on the beach in the mornings, going for a walk.
I think that you get away from the city and life is nice and simple, and to get out with nature. Wish the weather was a bit warmer, but otherwise a lovely place to visit.
Neil Scott's in charge of the Cornish Capital's Business Improvement District.
Yeah, it's been good so far. The weather's helped, you know, the cold, fresh, crisp spring in Truro as well. Plenty going on within the city, so we've definitely seen an influx of visitors from overseas and from across the UK, and of course those who are on holiday from school within Truro itself, in Cornwall itself.
How can we compare that with, say, last year? What's the difference been?
I would say there were probably more people around in a more relaxed mode last year than there are this year because of the weather as much as anything else. But we are seeing, like I said, definitely more people coming in, tourist-wise, coming into Truro.
So Truro did indeed seem busy over the peak weekend. However, what about the whole of the Duchy? Malcolm Bell heads up Visit Cornwall.
It's not been as good as we would have liked, but for obvious reasons. What we tend to get is, you know, 10, 15, on a bad year, 20% of people are booking very late these days. And if you think back over the last 10 days, a lot of people in the Midlands and the South East would have been fighting the snow and digging their way out of their houses, which doesn't make them enamoured to phone up for a late break. Then we've got the issue of the Easter being early, just a fact of life, but Easter being in March always catches people out. So we missed out on that last minute business, but certainly probably 85, if not more, percent of the business that we're expecting would have been here. We'd have loved that extra 10-15%.
We have had some really nice weather for going out and seeing Cornwall, but obviously last year we did have some nice weather at this point too, and then it all changed. Are we watching the jet stream very carefully?
Yes, we are. I mean, I think the trade generally are very nervous this year. It's sort of, it's the opposite to last year. Up till May last year, things were going well, and then it went all horribly wrong. This year, things haven't gone so well for obvious reasons with the weather. You know, the wettest 12 months in a century, the coldest winter for 50 years. So I suppose everybody's sort of crossing their fingers and thinking, well, maybe this means that the summer will be OK. But people are nervous because the last 2 years it started well and gone downhill after that. This one hasn't started that well. So we're hoping it will go uphill from here rather than downhill.
And 7 days and Business Cornwall would love to know what your experience of the Easter weekend was. So get in touch. So now let's look forward to the coming 7 days with Nick Herrier.
The April issue of Business Cornwall magazine is out now and includes a feature interview with Classic Cottages chairman Simon Tregoning. Local experts also offer their tips and advice for starting your own business, while we also preview the forthcoming Thrive Business Conference taking place on May the 1st. Later this month, Falmouth University is hosting a free week of events to help local businesses respond to climate change. Air Pressure Week takes place from April the 15th to April the 19th at the Academy of Innovation and Research at Tremoe. For full details of what's going on this and other events, visit the website businesscornwall.co.uk.
And we'll be back with more business news on 7 days next week.
7 days with Business Cornwall.